co-evolution between plants and their pollinators has resulted in predictable pollination syndromes, a suite of features in plants that have a certain type of pollinator. Now, these syndromes aren't 100% perfect. There are some exceptions, of course, but they serve as a general rule when you're first learning about ecological interactions. Among insect-pollinated flowers, those pollinated by butterflies tend to be red and tubular in shape, open during the day, and odorless. Butterflies have good eyesight, but a poor sense of smell. Butterfly-pollinated flowers also often have a shape that provides a landing platform for the insect. Bee flowers are often yellow. Bees cannot see red, and often have markings that lead the insect towards the pollen-bearing parts of the flower. Bee-pollinated flowers are usually sweet-smelling. Moths are nocturnal and have a long proboscis, so flowers that attract them typically are white or light-colored so they can be seen at night, and they're open at night, and they have a long nectar tube to accommodate the long-coiled proboscis of moths. Beetles and flies also pollinate flowers. These plants often have colorless or dark red flowers and exude a rank odor reminiscent of rotting meat.